Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Welcome back, Mike Haas, Neil Norman, broadcasting live from the Memorial Convention Center. We're right at the host committee location. When you walk in, there's, 3,000 of us. You'll find us. You'll find us. Thrilled here to speak with Lee Steinberg. And so many things we could talk about from her resume. It is going to be the 38th annual Super Bowl party. When it started, what was kind of the impetus? I mean, you've been an agent, you're a writer, motivational speaker, but 37 years ago, what was the impetus for this party?
Well, the thought was to find an alternative to the noisy, boozy, overcrowded, dark parties and provide a forum to network and also see if we could do some good. So that was 1985 in San Francisco. So it's morphed into, last year we had about 5,000 people, and big business, politics, big sports, entertainment have all descended on New Orleans. So we match those worlds. And we give humanitarian awards, and we're giving one for philanthropic service to Gail Benson of the Saints, and we're giving one to Drew Brees. And we're giving one to Sean Payton.
He's like the all-star team of New Orleans. You did right. Well, yeah. Brett Favre. Right.
Well, we also have Mark Morial.
That's right.
He's getting...
High school classmate of mine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's getting an award. We're going to move a family into the first home they'll ever own at the party, which is at the Jazz Museum. And the great thing about New Orleans is the culture and atmosphere. It's just... Once you taste the food, it spoils you to eat anything else. and so we're having it at Jazzland, at the Jazz Museum.
Right.
And so the theme will be jazz. But we also do a brain health summit with neurologists trying to tackle the specter of athletic concussion. I just set up a charitable foundation last week to deal with prevention, treatment, and cure in this area and to raise money for research.
What I was curious, it's such a, Newell and I have been around for a long time. It's such an impetus now, brain health with the Guardian caps and everything, but the damage for many people, unfortunately, has done. What was the trigger for you that this was, it's personal, so I figure...
It was back in the 1980s when I first saw Troy Aikman go down with a concussion and then Steve Young. And I'm representing half the starting quarterbacks in the NFL. We go to doctors and ask, how many is too many? What's the magic number? They had no answers because the brain was largely unexplored at that point. So we started having concussion conferences. The first one in 94 had Troy Aikman and Steve Young and Warren Moon and Drew Bledsoe. And we've continued to this day, but I didn't go to law school to send athletes down the road to dementia. Now, the good news is there are finally some treatments that can heal a concussed brain. One of them is called RTMS, which is magnets against the brain, and the other is neurofeedback. And the concept is neuroplasticity, and that you can actually rewire a concussed or impaired brain and bring it back to life.
Wow. If we walked out there right now and said and talked to 3,000 people, 2,800 of them would go, oh, I could be an agent. I can do that. You know what I mean? And I believe that. But it's, first off, it's a skill, right? You're an attorney. But you are also concerned because, I mean, the way the landscape now, NIL, it's crazy. You can NIL agents grow, but you want to grow real agents with your schools.
So we have agent academies, and we are trying to bring a new generation along, which has ethics and values, and is specifically trained in how to recruit, how to negotiate, how to set up a charitable foundation, how to brand and market. And you're so right. NIL has changed everything.
Ugh.
Because our practice, I ask these athletes to be role models and retrace their roots. So back to the high school community, set up a scholarship fund, do the same thing at college, and then a charitable foundation. So, for example, Warwick Dunn, who's from Baton Rouge, just put the 200 single mother and family into the first home I ever owned. So you're trying to make a difference. Now, all of a sudden, NIL has morphed into recruiting, and it's the currency from high school to college recruiting. And so you have that quarterback goes to LSU, right, commits, and then he's
Michigan.
Offered $14 million, and he goes off. Well, that wasn't the original intention of this. And it's going to create four conferences that are above everything else. And those four conferences will be the haves, and they'll have all the great players, and then there'll be everybody else. And they'll pull away from the NCAA. They'll do their own bargaining with networks, and it's totally changed.
And it's going to be, and Newell, please step in. But
I was going to say, at some point, I think it's going to be the wealthy eight. There's going to be about eight universities. You know better than I, but as I kind of look across the landscape, you're going to have eight wealthy universities that are going to control everything.
It'll be Ohio State and Michigan, Notre Dame, Alabama, SC, and but this is already happening,
yeah.
And it's unintended consequences, just like how they let gambling into this sport. And no one ever really thought about the fact that, okay, it's great that you can go into Washington Commander Stadium, but all it's going to take is one athlete who gets in financial trouble, who tells a gambler inside information or shares that
right.
He's going to shave performance, and then we don't have real contests anymore. We've got wrestling.
And the double consequence, you talk to athletic directors, in that when the footballs break away, they're the moneymakers. Golf team, tennis team, gymnastics team, our Olympics
women's,
will suffer.
Women's sports.
Right, women's sports, because they don't make money.
All the non-revenue sports
are going to be, and it's going to, we're not going to feel it right now, but 4-8 years.
Wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Years from now, we are going to feel it painfully.
I'm with you. That's a really important point, and because it stultifies every other. If you believe that part of why we have athletics at the university is to share that experience with the largest amount of athletes, then we're inherently going to cut down on that.
Lee, what's the most, we're visiting with Lee Steinberg, obviously a legendary sports agent, but Lee, what is the most difficult hurdle to get these young men to think about when you talk to them about leaving a legacy? You know, it's one of the most important components, in my view, of leadership, right?
So you have to find and profile the right clients. So imagine, back in 2017, I'm sitting with Patrick Mahomes Sr. and his wife, Randy, and they're doing the initial screening. So I'm talking to them about being a role model, establishing a foundation, leaving a legacy, second career from the very beginning, so we're already focused on it. And if they accept that, then they'll be attracted, and I'll end up representing them. I mean, I've had 64 first-round draft picks and the very first pick in the draft in football, and we've had similar in baseball. But it's finding the right profile of the young athlete. That's why NIL is so tough, because I'm probably not going to find that when someone's 15 years old and looking to be marketed.
So, and I would assume it allow me a little personal here, is that you don't have to, they are 21, they're immortal. I'm going to be rich forever and ever and ever. But your story itself, you've had tough financial times. On March 21st, 15 years sobriety. Yes. I would imagine your story, people go, Lee Steinberg, he's a billionaire, right? No. There are peaks and valleys, and if you don't think that you're immune to it, you are going to fall to it.
Right. And I struggled with alcohol and had to break denial about the fact I had a problem and follow, you know, a 12-step program. And next month, everything goes well.
Congratulations.
15 years sober. So if you're out there and you're struggling and you're confused and devastated because of problems with addictive substances, just know help's available and you can come back.
Do you, I'm sorry, but I, so Newell and I both, we have contracts. He used to be the sheriff, so he didn't have, that contract was the voters. But I was in local television, so we have contracts. I hate it with a passion, negotiating. I just hate it. Is it something that you were drawn to? Is it a skill? Is it something you enjoy?
It really is about listening skills. It's about drawing out another human being so you understand, what's the position of the general manager at the TV station? What are the pressures on him? What's his background and the rest of it? I've got to personally relate to that and figure out if we can craft a win-win scenario so that my client is maximally compensated, but the employer gets what's important to them out of it. So it's understanding that, but you've got to establish an atmosphere of trust. And in most situations, we do repetitive negotiating. So if I'm dealing with Jerry Jones 1 year, I'll be dealing with him the next year. And so
you can't blow it up.
No,
right?
You have to set up a paradigm of cooperation because you're going to deal repeatedly with the same people.
How much, if you don't mind us going back to NIL for a moment, I mean, I think you would agree that money's a corrupter. It can be a corrupter. And obviously, the emotional capability, the lack of emotional intelligence that a lot of young kids have, I have to imagine that for you as a sport agent, going back, because I'm a big thing about legacy, right? I served 40 years in law enforcement, 10 as an elected sheriff, and always was very mindful of the legacy that I was going to leave behind. It was one of the five pillars of leadership for me. How hard it's going to have to be exponentially harder now when these young folks come to you with already multiple millions of dollars in their pocket and maybe no one guiding them.
And they're branded. So here's the interesting thing. When Troy Aikman and Steve Young are in the early part of their career, I said to them, why don't you wait on endorsements? First, let's prove to the fans of the city that you're focused on football, that you're willing to be part of the community. Let's set up a charitable foundation. Let's just not do it. And with Mahomes, the first 2 years of his career, he did no endorsements. Now, after he proved to people he was ready, so part of the problem is...
And boy, did he prove.
Yeah, but part of the problem is that these young people have done nothing in terms of playing at any advanced level. They're still in high school. And so it's almost like dessert comes before dinner.
Right. And then you got to transform them, re-engineer it, reimagine the brand that they already have, because that brand may have worked for them when they were 17, but it's not going to work for them when they're 24.
Right. And it's, you know, Brave New World. I mean, assuming our ages are similar, you know, we grew up without cell phones, without computers.
Yeah. Although computers, I like
right.
cell phones.
I got you. But exactly, and these people are part of a generation where they grew up attached to multitasking at the same time with big color coming across computer screens and video games, and it attenuates attention span. It's harder to focus if you've got 15 different things going on all at once.
Last question I have. What was your relationship with Tom Benson and any kind of negotiating that you might have had with him throughout the years?
It was fine. And his wife, I think, is a real pillar of the...
Yeah.
She is a pillar of the community. He didn't particularly like agents, but...
It's okay. He didn't like media. He didn't like a lot of things.
Yeah, generally, he didn't...
That's a compliment.
Right. But
but you were kind of used to that, right?
Yes. It's but it was fine, and I think football's better as a league when the Saints are better.
That's true.
Absolutely. Better as a league if they're all better, right?
Right.
Interesting. From an NFL perspective, what do you see as one of their biggest challenges today?
I think one of the things, for example, is the fact ticket prices are so high. The second challenge, because you have to have people see the sport played live. The second thing is, I'm not sure I'm a big fan of parceling out parts of the television package to pay TV things. Our popularity, the reason football dominates America, is that for $200 you can buy a TV set with rabbit ears and you can watch games.
I agree.
And if all of a sudden you have to have more money to watch games, I don't know about that. Concussion is the existential threat to the sport, but nothing else is so dominant right now. 60 of the top 100 television shows last year were NFL football means it's not only the most popular sport, it's the most popular form of entertainment in this country. Now, that's new.
Yeah, very interesting. It, a lot of different challenges that they're facing, obviously, internationally.
So,
your thoughts.
So internationally, soccer is the world's a passion. They call it football. So the difficulty is you've got to start building at a younger level. You need to build leagues over there. I think that in Europe, and so you need an infrastructure to support, because right now it's just an event that they go to.
Interesting.
Well, we can't thank you enough. It was informative. It was entertaining and just happy as heck.
My pleasure.
Yeah, I always wanted to meet you, and I can't believe it happened today.
Well done.
Thank you so much for joining us. We know that you're incredibly busy. We really appreciate it.
Pleasure.
Thank you. That's Lee Steinberg, sports agent. If you hadn't heard about Lee Steinberg, you hadn't paid attention to sports.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.